Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is up, fam? Welcome to episode 268 of the All Moves Podcast. I appreciate all of you for tuning in. Before we get started, family, head over to anthonymanaya.com and sign up to my awareness email list. There, you're going to get daily updates, tips, motivation, inspiration, and stay up to date with all the cool stuff that's coming out soon. Head over there right there, anthonymanaya.com, sign up to that list. With that being said, fam, let's jump into it. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Right now, I got those goosebumps I always talk about, right? Just when this microphone is on and I start thinking about this past week and I start thinking about the growth. So much growth, so much changes have been made in such a short period of time. My mindset feels like just on another level. And fam, this is never ending. This is never ending from the very first episode of this podcast all the way till now. Every single time I record, it's just a different version of myself. It's just on another level, man. And I feel it. I feel it right now. The energy's right. The momentum's right. The focus is right, man. I feel empty. You know what it is to feel empty when there's in your mind, there's nothing in the way. You're present. You see clearly. There's no clouded vision. There's no blurriness. This is clarity at its finest, right? That's where I'm at right now. And I get to share that with you and share like, hey, look, this is where I'm at mentally. Borrow this, use this, understand this, grow with me. If you're listening to this, you're growing with me. This is why every Friday or every time a new episode drops, tune in because you are growing with me. We are growing together. This is not something where it's me and then, you know, you follow me forever. No, this is grow with me forever. Let's grow. Let's grow. Let's win. Let's succeed. Right? I want you to be able to say, man, yeah, I'm succeeding in my life because I listen to the All Moves podcast. I listen to Anthony Manaya. I'm part of that. I'm part of that way of life. And it's a winner's mentality. It's an adapt and adjust mentality. It's walk with your head up mentality. It's a mentality that says it doesn't matter what happens. What matters most is how I respond to what happens. It's a mentality that we take control over the things that we have control of. We take care of ourselves. We prioritize quality. We prioritize clarity. We prioritize awareness. We prioritize moment to moment. Moment to moment. We prioritize a solution to the problem. That's what I'm talking about. Looking for ways to succeed. Looking for ways to make it happen. That's what I'm talking about. Regardless of how difficult your situation is or what position you're in, you don't accept it. You don't look to just stay there. You can accept the reality of it, right? You say, yeah, I accept the reality of this. This is real. Yes, this is tangible. Let's accept the reality of this. But let's not get complacent here. Let's not stay here. Let's always make a move. Let's always, even if we have to take 3 steps back, 10 steps back, it's okay, whatever it takes, regardless of the cost. Regardless of the time, regardless of how inconvenient it is, we show up, man. That's the mentality we have to have. That's where I'm at. That's where I've been at since day one. Just never understood what that was. I go into any room and I start seeing, okay, let me observe this room. Any room I walk into, I observe it. I observe the priority of the room, the group? What is the priority of the group? What is the priority of this get together, right? And you start to see things very clearly, man. And when you start judging things in a way where you judge it without understanding it. You judge it without understanding. You see something and then you make a comment, you make a judgment, but you don't really understand it. When you understand it, you're like, okay, cool, that makes sense. I get it. I get this person is in this situation right now. That's what they prioritize. That's what they care about. Cool. Cool. That's what they care about. You know, or this is what they chose to do. I get it. Now you can offer your advice. You can give your two cents. If it's wanted, if it's needed, right? You know, a lot of people, and I never do this. This is what a lot of people do, is like, oh, let me offer some advice. And it's like, yeah, do this. I'm the guru. I don't do that. I live my life. I lead by example. And if you are aware enough, if you care enough, you will see the gems in what is being said and what is being done. You will find the inspiration in that. You will see it. You can see it. You can see the information, the quality of the information in the moves. Oh man, it's beautiful. Think about it, fam. You can see the quality of the information based on one's moves, right? One's moves is talking to you. One's moves is a book. Is showing you, hey, this is what one prioritizes. This is how one responds. This is how one sees the world. This is how one sees themselves. It's like a book. Observe anybody. And each person is a book. And you can see the quality of it. You can see what kind of human being one is during times of struggle. You can see the quality of a human being, the way they speak, the way they carry themselves. Now, this is something, fam, that it's not about fake until you make it, because those type of people are obvious. You can tell when someone's not all there, when someone's not present, when someone's faking. You can tell. It looks corny. It looks so whack. It's like, yeah, I will until, and I will succeed. Thumbs up. Yes. Positivity. All peace, love, and happiness. And then you see their life is getting destroyed, right? Because they're not taking responsibility, but they're like, I'm positive, everything's gonna be all right. And then you hear the cracking in the voice. Like, this human is not certain at all that life is gonna be all right. It's like, one day, watch, if we keep hoping. This is not it, fam. This is not it. It's really understanding, really being honest with yourself, is really doing the work that you're avoiding to do. Is the shit behind the scenes where you see yourself, man. Like, look, you know yourself. You know what you need to do, and you know what you haven't been doing. You know how you talk to yourself. You know how you feel about yourself. That shit has to change. If you don't like where you are, it has to change, and you have to change it, and it changes now. Especially if you listen to this podcast, there's no way that you can walk away without really getting something out of it or without wanting to change your life. Because if that's you, if you're listening to this and you don't want to change and you don't want to grow and you don't want to learn, and you don't want to become better, then this is not for you, man. This is not some, you know, be okay with participation trophies type of podcast. It's not, hey, all mindset, let's read a bunch of books, but never take action in anything. This is not just consume the pod and then do nothing with your life. No, this is consume the pod, get the energy that is needed and start creating. Start betting on yourself. Start embracing the adversity. I posted a quote up the other day. If there's a 1% chance of success, then be that 1%. Be that 1%. That means there's a possibility. What do I need to do that? No matter how inconvenient it is, no matter how difficult it is, this is where we at. This is the moves. This is where we at. I'm telling you, fam, you got to walk with your head up. You got to walk with your head up. You got to stay inspired. You got to stop adding the distractions, right? The distractions mean the little things you prioritize just to feel something for the moment. You prioritize certain things, fam, that you just want to feel good or to feel like there's a void and you want to fill in that void. And it's like, man, what are you focused on? What are you doing? Why is your mind so pulled in so many different directions? We got to get focus. We got to get focus. You got to change the momentum. Change the momentum. That means if it's going downhill, pick it up. Pick it up. It stops and then go up. Go up and step by step, step by step. Consistency is attractive, fam. Consistency is attractive. You start to pick up momentum. People start to notice you because you're consistent. I show up. I show up in everything that I do. I'm very present. And this is the unfair advantage I have in anything I do in my life. I understand that most people can show up, but they're not present. Most people can say, I'm going to be there tomorrow and not honor their word. And when I do the opposite, I honor my word. I show up. I'm consistent. People start to take notice, right? Like, oh, whoa, this person just keeps going, going, and going, and going. And what most people don't understand, and what I want you to get, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, is I'm playing this game forever. And when you play the game forever, you adapt and adjust until you get it right, until you understand. You're going to experience setbacks. It's guaranteed. You're going to experience adversity. It's guaranteed. You're going to cry. It's guaranteed. You're going to bleed. It's guaranteed, depending on what you're doing. You know, it's like you're going to go through a lot of stuff is what I'm saying. You're going to struggle, fam. It's going to be hard. You're going to be tired. There's days you're going to be like, damn, how am I going to make it through this day? What can I do? This is, there's going to be extreme difficulty, especially if you're betting on yourself in anything that you do in life. But you have to have that mindset of, you know what, man, I'm in control and how I feel. I can control how I feel. And not necessarily judging anything good, bad, right, or wrong. It's embracing it. Yeah, right now I'm sad. Right now I'm angry. Right now I'm happy. Right now I'm, you know, just not feeling it. But man, it just takes a shift in perspective. How were you feeling before you heard this pod, right? Before you tuned in, how were you feeling? And now, how do you feel now listening to this right now? Are you excited? Are you pumped up? Are you shaking your head up and down like, let's fucking go? Are you feeling it? Do you feel this type of energy? Do you feel it, fam? Because that's the energy that you're gonna need every single moment of your life. Every single moment of your life, fam, that's the energy that you're going to need to get to that next level. And this is what I'm saying, man. It's a moment-to-moment thing. It's a moment-to-moment. You have to lead. Be the leader of your life. Be the leader. Even if you don't have a leadership position, you think you're not a leader, but you are a leader. You're the leader of your life. And then there's people always watching you. If you're a mom, there's somebody watching you. There's somebody who, if you have kids and you created your kids and you created these human beings and they're looking at you and you're not showing up for yourself and you're moving sluggish, you're not taking care of your health, your mindset is whack, you complain about everything, right? If you're a pop, if you're a dad, come on, you created these kids and you got kids and you're a brother, you're a sister, or you're an older sister, you're an older brother, or you're a younger brother, you still got, someone is always watching you. Somebody's always watching you. Whether you got younger cousins, whether you got, you know, a best friend, whatever it is, fam, someone's always watching you. So now it's either they're going to learn what not to do or they're going to learn what to do, right? You're always influencing somebody, just how you move, how you carry yourself, how you show up. It's a ripple effect. The way I show up, fam, and the way you listen to this sound of my voice right now, and as I'm moving through life, as I'm challenging myself, as I'm growing and stepping into real leadership positions, it first started with myself. It started with me looking in the mirror and saying, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to lead you to victory. I'm going to lead you. It doesn't matter what has gotten me up to this point, whether I was in control of it or not. You know, my parents did the best they can, and I love them for it. And my big bro did the best he can, and I love him for it. and my cousins did the best they can, and I love them for it. And I took what I can from what they had to offer, and I took that and I used it to my advantage, saw what was great, saw what wasn't so great, what was an asset, what was a liability, and then I grabbed what was important, what I needed, and I took advantage of it and took it to the next level. And then I looked in the mirror and said, it starts with you. I'm going to lead you to victory. Let's go. I'm going to lead you to victory, Anthony. I'm going to lead you to victory. Let's fucking go. That's my mentality. So when I see that, every moment matters. Every moment and how I do anything matters. If there's a problem, it must be solved. If there's adversity, we must understand it, right? We must understand what's going on. Why is this happening? Is it inconvenient? Absolutely. Is it hard? Absolutely. But let's fucking go. Let's go. Let's go, because someone's always watching. You're the leader, fam. You're the leader. If you're listening to this, again, if you are listening to this, understand that you are a leader. You are a leader. And if there's no followers, and I say quote unquote followers, you have to understand, look in the mirror. Because you see you, and you are either inspiring yourself or discouraging yourself. And we see the world as we are. We see the world as we are. And the way you see yourself and your perspective on life, your belief systems, your philosophy, how you choose to carry yourself, all of that plays a huge role. All of it. The results make sense. Remember that. The results in your life make sense. You just need to know, you just need to understand it. What about me is creating this result? And once you understand it, you can go on and make the adjustments. But it starts with yourself. You want true love? Love yourself. You know, you want respect? Respect yourself. Don't be surprised when people treat you how you treat you. Don't be surprised, fam. Don't be surprised. It's a different level when you respect yourself and you don't accept certain things. You walk in, you're like, oh, okay. We have to talk to this person differently, because I can't talk to this person how I talk to this other person who doesn't carry themselves well. And we're talking about self-respect, who doesn't respect themselves, who doesn't even care. Oh, yeah, I'm broke. It doesn't really matter. Oh, yeah, I'm overweight. Who cares? I don't feel like showing up today. Whatever. No one's watching. Come on. This is what I'm talking about. And we can confuse this with perfection. I got to be perfect all the time. I got to be perfect. No, we're not talking about perfection. Just, yo, how do you feel about you? Like, how do you feel about you? Like, we don't care. The details don't matter. We could be sloppy and it's all good. We can accept low quality relationships and it's all good. And we're talking about relationships where the foundation is based on not seeing ourselves, no growth, no information, nothing. No, we can't have a conversation and learn something from each other, or we can't get to the truth about something so we can move forward and make an impact in this world. That's what it's all about, man. I did a video the other day and I talked about how we are all one big ass tribe. All of us, we're all part of a tribe. All of us. You're part of my tribe. I'm part of your tribe. We're part of a tribe, fam. The human beings. Now, every move you make has an impact on somebody else. So, how are you providing value to this tribe? You not showing up for you. You decide, whatever. Like, not wanting to provide value. Not wanting to build a skill or learn a skill. Not wanting to take care of your health, even if you don't know what you want to do in your life, whether that's career-wise or how you decide to provide value or what you care about or the problems that you care about so you can be the solution to those problems, even if you don't know, at least take care of yourself, man. Make yourself the priority. I didn't know what I wanted to do at 18 years old. I had an idea, wanted to be a professional football player when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, right? My mindset was practice every single day and train every single day and learn the game of football every single day so I could be a professional athlete. Then I realized that I wasn't doing it right. I wasn't doing it right. I was lying to myself. Yes, I was playing the game, but everything that was associated with the game, like getting my grades up and going to the right school, I did not educate myself on how to get those things done. I just had these dreams of one day playing football on the football field and never really making the chess moves that were needed in order to do so. And then when I saw what it took, I said, you know what? I don't want to do this much longer. I'm going to leave this and take that same work ethic, take that same drive, take that and turn it and create my own thing, turn it into something else, right? Then I got into business and understanding the mind, and then getting my mindset right. And now I learned, fam, to study the game, study the field. And I said, okay, before I do anything, I don't even know what I'm really passionate about, but I got to get myself right. And I got to get passionate about getting myself right. I got to get passionate about getting my mind right, my body right. I got to get passionate about that and really focus on growing and leading myself. So when you lead yourself, here's what happens. You get in your little cocoon, you start leading yourself. And then you start seeing people who are looking at you and saying, hey man, you're inspiring. I want to follow you. Or I want to know what you're doing. Why? What are you up to? What are you doing? Right? And then it's like, oh no, I'm good. Right? Oh, I'm all right. Don't worry about it. Nothing. I'm just focused. All right, cool. It's not a big deal until you start betting on yourself. Again, we're talking about blinders on, head down, focus. Blinders on, you know, focusing on being the best version of you, focus on growth at the highest level, making sure everything, a part of your life is on a high level, right? My health, my mind, how I react, respond, just everything in my life. Then people take notice. Again, consistency, right? People take notice. They see the growth. They see your change. You don't notice your change. You don't notice your growth only when you look back. Look at a picture of you a year ago. Look at a picture of you a month ago. Look at what you were saying. And if you're journaling, which I recommend everybody here to journal, read your journal entries from a year ago. Read your journal entries from last week. Look how you were talking, where your mindset was at. Study yourself. You got to be a student of the game. That's what I'm talking about. And then from there, when you focus on you, you start seeing other people focusing on you. Like, damn, that person's moving, creating their own momentum, creating. And you may not know what you want to do with your life or where you want to be, but the person in the next 3 months who's inspired, who's creating momentum in their life, who's challenging themselves every day, who's reading, journaling, and focusing on being the healthiest version of themselves, that person in 3 months from now may know what they want to do. Meaning the version of you in 3 months may know, okay, yeah, this is what I want to do myself. And maybe it doesn't take 3 months. Maybe it takes a month. Maybe it takes 2 weeks of being focused and changing your priorities. You know, killing the bad habits, right? If you're smoking, quit that shit. If you're drinking, quit that shit. That does nothing for you. If you're watching porn every single day and you're pulling it to porn every single day, cut that shit. If you're escaping your problems, you're hanging out with friends who just want to go hang out, party all the time. Yo, listen, just I'm not there right now. Got to cut that. If you're having low quality conversations and you're part of environments that don't challenge you to grow, get out of that environment. Get out of that environment. Sometimes you got to put people on check, right? You got to check people. You got to check the people closest to you. If you have a family member talking some bullshit, you got to check them. Yo, I don't talk shit like that. I don't talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. You got to check people. Yo, stop being afraid to check people. You feel me? Stop being afraid to put people in their place. Stop being afraid when you know it's some other shit, some loser level shit, or when you know it's some, you know, something stupid. You're like, yo, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is where I'm at now. This is my mentality at. This is where I'm at. That's how you got to tell these people. You know, even if it's your parents, or even if, you know, learning how to respectfully check somebody and say, listen, like, respectfully, this is how I see it. This is where I'm going. And I don't think that's cool. I don't think that's right. But it starts with, you got to be that way for yourself. And you have to care. If you don't care, you're careless, man. Carelessness leads to unnecessary problems. If you're lazy, and come on, man, come on. Lazy, overweight, not taking your health seriously, don't care what you eat, don't care what you watch. It's like, come on, man. I wish everyone in this planet feels the way I feel right now. I wish every single human being on this earth feels the way I feel right now. Unstoppable, regardless of what happens. The energy is right. The focus is right. The body is right. The finances is right. The goals is right. The intention is right. The priorities is right. The people around me is right. It's right. Let's go. I'm here. I wish everybody felt this way. And this is what I'm doing. I'm going deep into the details. Like, yo, do this. Do this, fam. Hear me out. Feel this out. Feel this. Feel it and understand it. Because this is it. This is it. This is it, man. Because like I'm looking at things, man. I look at people, and it really is all in your mind. It really is in your mind. Everything, it really is. Just looking at somebody and telling someone, man, like, yo, you could really do this shit if you wanted to. That alone is very impactful. In a real way, though, because you have to go out and do it to turn around to tell somebody, yo, you can really do this. Yo, at one point, like, I'm saying this to you right now. Like, you can really live a life of clarity, a life with total awareness, a life of love, a life of freedom. You can really live like that, man. You can really live where anything that happens in your life, you're like, yeah, there's this energy, this vibe where you feel alive. You're alive and you move in and you fucking love every single moment of it, right? Even when it's not going your way, you're like, yes, this is an opportunity to fucking grow. This is it right here. I'm not allowing myself to lose my frame. I'm not allowing myself to get thrown off my game because of some little speed bump. I'm gonna handle this. I'm gonna take care of this. This is temporary. And then all the quotes come in. Everything's temporary. Let's go. Let's adapt and adjust. This is all good. It's all good. Regardless of what happens, it's all good. It's all good, fam. It's all good. This ain't no fake shit. This ain't no rah-rah, get motivated from the moment type shit. This is real stuff. This is real stuff. You got to walk it and you got to talk it, right? It starts with you. Look in the mirror, you talk it, and then go out and walk it. Do it. Be about it, right? Be about it. That's why I started my brand, The About It Life. If you're not following my brand, The About It Life, follow us on Instagram and head over to theaboutitlife.com. Go check out some merch. Some new merch is dropping soon, fam. So be on the lookout for that. And I'm gonna share that on my email list, which is anthemanaya.com. You sign up to my email list. There, I'm gonna give you guys the updates. Like, yo, the new merch. Get that when that comes out. Because again, the goal is to live that about it life, being about it all times, the no words life. No words, man, no words. Just no words and just all moves. The shit talking where you're talking and doing nothing about it, or wanting to be seen in a way where, look at me, I'm a leader. Look at me, I'm changing my life. All of that is corny, fam. That's corny. That's corny. To the highest level, it's corny. That's not what we're talking about. It's not what we're doing. It's so whack. It's so whack. People who have the words with the no action, regurgitating what they heard, copying my sayings and copying what I'm saying, or whoever else is you know, sharing the quotes on Instagram of positivity and the thumbs up and then hey, peace sign, and saying, man, this is whack. This is whack. There's no oomph behind it. There's no oomph. There's no power. There's no truth behind it. It's all flaky. It's all bullshit. But when you really live it, fam, when you're really doing it and you care about the details and you're showing up for yourself, fam, energy does not lie. The energy speaks for itself. Energy doesn't lie. You feel something. What happens is the way you interpret it, right? The way you download the information, your perspective on it may be off, but the energy is there. The energy, if you just observe the energy alone and feel it, you see the truth, right? Observe the energy. Let the energy play out. You're like, man, something's up here, right? What's up, right? What's going on here? Energy doesn't lie, fam. It speaks for itself. People can feel it. So when you're on your shit and you're on your grind and you focus and you keeping your head up, everybody sees it. And if they don't see it, everybody feels it. Stay with us, fam. We'll be right back. Family, everyone plays an important role. Everyone plays an important role. We are one big ass tribe, right? It's 8 something billion of us. All of us are part of this tribe. Now, your responsibility is to provide value to this tribe. You're on this earth, you have neighbors, you have people around you, you have family. How are you providing value to this tribe? Now, what I like to talk about is that if you don't like what you are doing, right? If you don't like the kind of value you are providing to this tribe, all I'm saying is that you can change it. You can change that. You can change the kind of value you provide, right? Now, a lot of people say, yo, I gotta make money. I gotta pay these bills. But what is money, right? Money is an exchange in value. So that means the more value you provide to the tribe, right? When there's a strong need, and now the market determines that. The market determines what's valuable. You can say, oh, this is what the people need. But if the market is not thinking that, then you know, you're not going to get what you think you deserve, right? So when there's a need in the marketplace and you provide value to that, right? There's meaning, there's a solution to the problem, you get rewarded for that, right? The bigger the problem that people have and you have a solution to that, you're helping so many people in this tribe, right? And the more money you will make because of it. So all I want you to think about is this. How are you providing value? And if you don't like it, if you don't like what you're doing, if you don't feel like what you're doing is meaningful to you, all I'm saying, fam, is that you can change it. Look for something else to master or to commit to. Look for something else to understand so you can now get a great understanding of this so you can teach somebody else and provide value to the tribe. Just giving you something to think about. Welcome, welcome back, everybody, to episode 268 of the All Moves Podcast. Again, family, head over to anthonymaniah.com to stay up to date of all the cool stuff that's coming out very soon. So stay up to date with that. And also, I provide value on a day-to-day basis, or as much as I can, fam. I provide some value that will alter your perspective and increase the overall quality of your life. So go check that out, anthonymaniah.com. Let's get back to what we're talking about. Leading yourself, self-respect, focus. You know, it's real, man. It's real. It's real. It's very real. Understanding, you know, you have a responsibility. If you're on this earth, you have a responsibility. You got to act like, you got to stop acting like you're on this planet alone, right? Like, stop acting like you're on this planet alone. Your moves and how you carry yourself and, you know, everywhere you go, all of it matters. All of it impacts somebody else. All of it matters. And all these episodes are a reminder. And as I grow, as I grow, fam, it becomes more certain and the foundation gets more and more solidified, more and more solidified, because I challenge myself in different areas of life where I see how I react during times of struggle. I see the differences in approaching this with this mentality and how I used to approach it. Or I learn, I go in one day with a certain mentality, and then the next day I change that up, and then boom, I see the difference in result. I'm like, ooh, this is the black belt mentality, right? This is the championship mentality right here. You know, before you become a champion, you must be a champion on the day to day, right? Before you be a black belt, you must be a black belt, walk like a black belt, talk like a black belt. That's the mentality I'm talking about. Is you're there already, and then everyone else sees the results later. Everyone else sees it later on. They're like, oh shit, how, you know, wow, so inspiring. How did you get to this point? It's like, no, I was here already. I was just waiting for you to catch up. See how powerful is that? I already won. I'm already there. I'm already it. I'm just waiting for you to catch up. I'm waiting for you to see it. And you're gonna see it later down the line. You're gonna see it whenever you're ready to see it. But I'm there already because I carry myself that way. I treat myself that way. I'm already a black belt. I'm already a champion. I'm already that person, that guy. I'm already that human being that's there. I am him. I am it. That is the mentality I'm telling you to walk with, fam. That's how you got to do it. That's how you got to do it, man. That's how you got to do it. I'm no longer accepting those kind of people in my circle, man. I'm no longer accepting the people who don't want to show up for themselves. You know, yes, there's difficulties, and yes, there's struggles, and yes, all those things. And no one's saying, oh, if someone's struggling, because that's the misconception, right? Someone finds it difficult or someone's struggling, you know, get out of here. Don't do it. No, we're not talking about that. It's like, yo, yep, I'm struggling. Yep, it's hard. Yep, this is what's happening in my life. But you know what? I am present. I am here. I am looking for the solution. My mindset, it's a bit of a struggle because it's painful. However, I am dealing with this and I want to make adjustments and I want to take care of myself and I want to put myself in a better position in life. Those are the people you need to be around. Not the people who complain and sit around, do nothing about their situation. Not the people who do the bare minimum and complain about what's going on in their life. That's not who you want to be around, man. That mindset is I don't know, it's contagious. It's like the moves, like, I gotta get away from this. This is too much. And some of you need to start respecting your energy a lot more. Like, a lot of you will accept misery for comfort. You know, you will accept misery. Oh, right now, you know, finances is kind of low, so I gotta do what I gotta do. And then you put yourself in an environment that drains your energy, that just pulls you in these directions, that is killing your inspiration, is killing your mindset. It's like, yo, sometimes you gotta remove yourself from these environments and create that urgency in your life. Whether you feel like you're ready or not, it's creating that urgency where you're like, let's go. Right? That urgency, that creativity comes back, that drive, that passion comes in your life because you don't have that safety net, or you're not around limited energy. You're not around people who are just holding you down and pulling and keeping you back. Like, who's in your circle, man? Like, you know, so many people feel lonely and they accept anybody in their circle because of it, right? I'm lonely. There's nobody around. So they who you hanging out with? You going out with whack people? Like, you going out with people? Like, what are you doing, man? You got to sometimes allow people to get the results that they deserve. So then when they see you leading the way and making moves, they will get inspired by it, man. Ain't about the likes or the followers, fam. I could put up a picture and get 20 likes, but I know people are watching. I know people read that comment, those the caption. I know people watched that video. I know even if the engagement wasn't what I wanted to be or whatever, I'm not fooled. I know that people can feel this energy, and it's either inspiring certain people or it's discouraging certain people. That's how I'm moving, right? My energy either inspires or discourages. There is no in between. There's no whatever. You're gonna have an opinion on it. You're gonna feel something from it, and that's what I want people to do. I want people to feel. I want you to feel good. If it's discouraging you, good. Then step your game up. If it's inspiring you, good. Step your game up. Step your game up. Use it to your advantage. Understand that most people, no matter how much I say this, understand most people are not all in. They don't care. They really don't care. They don't care. And, you know, and that's okay. Fine. At least you planted seeds. You should care. And you start to see how you blow past in any field of work. You blow past people. And anything that is time to grow, you'll blow past everybody. Because when you show up, you show up. You care about the details. It's moment for moment for you. And for others, it's like only 9 to 5, or it's 1 hour here. I hit the gym. It's only 1 hour of the gym. Well, that one person's like, this is a lifestyle for me, right? Every day, every moment. That's what I'm saying, man. That's the about it life. It's living that it life. But it starts with you. Remember that. You got to lead yourself. This is true leadership. Lead yourself. Lead yourself. All areas of your life is on point. Then you turn around and you provide value to this tribe. Human beings. You see a need in the marketplace. You say, okay, what do I want? What solution do I want to be, right? What problem do I want to understand? And where do I want to provide the solution? This is what it is. Like, okay, and not this one, not this field. That's what you're doing, fam. You're always part of something. You're part of a solution. You know, even the people who work at McDonald's, right? There's a whole bigger vision going on. The people in the corporate offices of McDonald's. And then you have the person who's like, I just want to work at McDonald's to get by, right? I just want to flip burgers to have a job. And then they wonder why, damn, this job treats me like shit and they don't pay much. It's like, fam, because you're easily replaceable. You're easily replaceable. The harder it is to replace you, the more money you make, the more valuable you are. Think about it. In anything, in relationships, the fear of being lonely doesn't exist when you know the value you bring to the table. When you know what you bring, when you know, hey, it's hard to replace me. I provide so much value. Who else is going to do this? And if they did do it, it's rare, right? Not that it's impossible, but it's rare. That's what I'm saying. Making yourself irreplaceable. That knowing that you can replace me, you can, but you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. You're going to walk out, you know, people are going to walk out of your life saying, damn, life was better when they were involved, right? They'll look at you and say, life was better when you was involved. I know for me, the way I live my life, I know 100%, life is better when there's Anthony and I in your life. And however that sounds, I know that anybody I'm next to, or anybody I mentor, anybody I coach, anybody I'm friends with, or anybody in my circle, I know for a fact, without a doubt, 100%, and regardless of how it sounds, life is better with Anthony Minaya. 100%. And I know this for a fact. Because look around, fam. Look around. Look what's available. Look what's out there in business, in relationships, in life, in anything, in content, in anything. Look what's around, fam. You need to be that person to those around you, where you provide so much value. You provide so much value that you know for a fact that life is better having you around. And then there's no fear of being lonely. How's there a fear of being lonely? How? How's there a fear? Then you don't know the value that you provide then you don't provide enough, you know? And value is based on what the marketplace wants, right? What is lacking in the marketplace? Look, how many people show up for themselves every day? How many people take care of their health? How many people respect the details? How many people prioritize truth? How many people are really about it? How many people respect themselves? How many people are moving with intention? How many people honor their word? See, when you have these little details that you care about, when you value these little details, you know, start to see, man, oh shit, very few people live this way. Very few, because you can see it, right? You can see it very clearly when you're when you're about it, when you are it, you can see a whole sea of not its. You can see it. It's very clear. And if you can't see it, you can certainly see it when you're around an it. When you're around an it, you're like, oh, I feel this. Okay, this makes sense. When you're around a bunch of not its, you can feel it too. And again, the energy speaks for itself. You may not know what that feeling is, but it always speaks for itself. It's always talking to you. And you gotta be the one to be there already in order to read everything that comes your way, to read the room and every single person. Like, it's so subtle, fam. A hello, a simple hello, you can feel it. Just one word. Hey, how's it going? Ah, you can see it. You can see it. Okay, I see it. I already see it. It's something that you can't really explain. It's something that you just know because it's who you are, where you are in your life. You're like, oh shit, I feel that. Yeah, what was that? Now, those who are unaware to that, who ignore or don't even want to understand the energy, that's when they find themselves in situations, they're surprised. I can't believe I put myself in this situation and that person backstabbed me and this person did this and this didn't work out and this. It's like, look who you're surrounded by, man. Who are you surrounded by? You're not even aware. A lot of times you deserve that. What you allow will continue. What you settle for, you deserve. And if you settle for that mentality or you don't show up for you, you're going to be blind. You're not going to see. You're not going to see what you're supposed to see. You're not going to see the truth. So that's the beauty of all this. That's the beauty of all this. Provides so much value, fam. You know, like, yo, you can replace me. You can. You can replace me, but you're going to regret it. And that's in all areas of life. You know, whether you're a team member, whether you're, you know, you're in relationship, your business partner, whoever, man. It's like you show up knowing like, man, I'm it. And talking about it is corny too. Like, I'm it, right? I'm it. I do this for you. I do that for you. No, man. We ain't even supposed to talk about it. I'm disrespecting it by talking about it. I'm telling you this so you can grab something out of it and that's it. I'm not sitting around, oh, look at what I do for you and this. No, man. This is love without expectation. This is all in energy. This is, yo, I show up because it's who I am and what I do. That's it. This ain't nothing else, right? This ain't talking about, oh, you see, I did this for you and this is how you respond. No, this is, yo, quick pivot, walk away. That's it. With no explanation. What happened? I just gotta go. This ain't it. I gotta go. And that's it. And, you know, energy speaks for itself. Everybody knows. When a relationship comes to an end, a partnership comes to an end, you get fired from a job, whatever it is, everybody knows. They look around. It's like you start thinking about it, like, man, that made sense. That made sense. So if the people around you ain't growing with you, quick pivot, quick. And it's quick. It's so quick. You don't even got to announce it. You don't got to say nothing. It's straight up change your priorities and you will change your relationships. Remember that. When you change your priorities, you will change your relationships. So now you, listening to the sound of my voice at this moment, you should be asking yourself, how can I make myself more valuable? What can I do? Because the more value I bring to myself, right, the more value I bring to those around me, the more value everybody gets, right? The tribe wins because you're showing up for you. It's going back to that quote I once said, is being the best version of you is what's best for everybody. And that's what I'm saying. You're walking with that mentality, with that swag, knowing that you can't be replaced. you can replace, but you're going to regret it. You know, you're going to be thinking about it in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, or next 6 months. You're going to be thinking about, damn, that one person, right? That's how people are going to be thinking when they see you. Damn, that one person brought so much value. And it's not artificial value too. Like, oh, I'm going to do all this stuff and expect something in return. I'm going to do all of this. No, man, you show up because it's who you are and what you do. This is what I'm saying. Ain't no artificial shit going on. You show up for you. You show up for you. And because you show up for yourself, and how you do anything is how you do everything, you show up for others. You shake the hand. You honor the word. You show up on time. You show up present. This is what you do. And when you are present, fam, you're there. You're very present. There's nothing more valuable than that. Your time and your attention is the most valuable thing you have. Your time and attention. What you give attention to. Now imagine that. Imagine going all in. Going all in. How many people go all in? Very few. Fear stops people from going all in. Fear is keeping people in the same place. Fear has people moving with hesitation. What if I get hurt? That's in relationships. Oh, no, not even in relationships. What if I get hurt, period, in anything that I do? If I start this business and I fail, what if this relationship fails? What if this job doesn't go this way? What if I move and it doesn't go right? But what if? The fear of getting hurt. It's like people don't want to commit. They don't want to go all in. They don't want to talk that shit. They don't want to put themselves out there and say, I'm going to go succeed. I'm going to do this and I'm going to win. They don't want to do that because just in case it fails. And that's going to be here for centuries. That's going to be that type of mentality. People are going to be walking with that for decades, right? Because again, they're searching for comfort, security, for certainty, the idea, the illusion of certainty they're searched for. But everything's the unknown, fam. Everything's the unknown. And if you give yourself to yourself and you give yourself to others, you make yourself more valuable. You learn, you grow, you correct what needs to be correct. You're always looking to get better. You're very present. You're it moment to moment. You walk it, you talk it, you're about it. Fam, how can one replace you? How? Got to provide value, fam. Provide value to your family. Provide value to those around you. Provide value to the tribe, which is the world. Provide value. We're all coexisting with each other. We're all in the same space. All of us. The plumber is important. The electrician is important, right? The person who's, you know, cooking for us at the restaurants, they're important. Everybody plays an important role. The people inventing the cars, the people who are inventing these products that we all use, this microphone. I don't know. Look, this is work that gets no credit. Who's the one who created this microphone and this laptop and this internet service and this website and put the words together so I can use the website correctly and I can send this to you so you can listen to it? And then the device that you're listening to this on and the car you're driving in right now or the headphones you have on right now, all these people have provided value to the tribe. And you know what? They're nameless. This is nameless work. There's somebody putting together a laptop together somewhere. Right? And that human being, who is that? Who's that human? They don't know. They're just doing a job. They don't know that, you know, the laptop they built and they put the little the letters and the numbers and all the symbols. They put it on the laptop and they shipped it out and then it went to a store. Who's the person shipping it? Who's the person putting it in the box? Who's the person taking it and driving, you know, across country to go to this one store location? But who built the store? Who put the fucking bricks and the cement and who paint the place with the lights and who hired the person who works there? Who created the outfits of those people? Like, it can look at all this nameless, these people who provided value and they're nameless, right? and all this stuff. Also, you can listen to the sound of my voice right now. Isn't that insane that if one point of that process was did not happen, then this may not happen right now? Isn't that interesting? There was no laptops created. There was no internet created. There was no microphones. Okay, I got to find another way to put out this message. So a lot of people played a huge role to why you are even listening to the sound of my voice right now. But we don't even think about that. We don't even think about it. And why is it important to think about? Because if you start understanding that, hey, providing value to this tribe is doing nameless work, you know, nameless work that may impact somebody else, you know, just little things to pay attention to that can change your perspective in a certain way. Like, wow, you're right, man. It took a lot of people. It took a village. It took a lot of people for me to even listen to this podcast right now. That's what you should be thinking. Damn, you're right. It took a lot of people right now for me to create this podcast. Like, it's very interesting how we don't appreciate those things. And because we don't appreciate them or we don't bring awareness to it, then we don't do it ourselves. We don't see the importance of doing it ourselves. You know, there's a lot of people who don't get recognition. And there's a lot of you who only do moves if it involves the recognition for it. You know, you'll do a move and say, oh, did anybody see it? I'm only doing it so people can see it. Versus doing the work behind the scenes that nobody sees. And it's like, yeah, it's making a difference. And it's not just, you know, doing charity work. We're not talking about that. It's being a part of a bigger vision. It's a simple thing as, you know, deciding what you choose to commit your life to, right? And taking yourself seriously. And the way you provide value to the tribe is taking care of you. I want you to be a safe driver, because if you're a safe driver, I won't have to run into you. You won't have to run into me, right? There's one less person I need to worry about on the road if I'm driving. So be a safe driver. So if I'm driving, I want you to be like, okay, cool. And you happen to be the car next to me or behind me. Yeah, I know that I'm safe because I'll do my part. I'll take care of me. I'll take care of me for you if you take care of you for me. That's what it's all about. I'll leave you guys with that, fam. Thanks for listening in. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.